and Craig here with a sweet, as Johnny Carson would say, sweet, sweet episode of Living in the 60s. By sweet, we mean many of the candies of the decade. And by that time, by the time we're done with this, Craig, we'll probably have a stomachache.
Oh, at least. I know my dentist was very happy for my intake of sugar and candies during the 60s. We got to be good friends, let's say.
They all.
All right. So let's talk about some of the favorites in the past decade. We've tried to include as many as we could. And a lot of them were created in the decade of the 60s. Some were already created before, but were prevalent in our growing up days. So let's get into the candies of the 60s and some of the sugary cereals that were worth mentioning. So in no particular order, how about let's start with Fizzies?
Oh, hey, I've got a story on Fizzies. Do you remember the Fizzies? You pop.
Yeah, right.
Not Alka-Seltzer.
Right.
Okay. So what you do with a little kid that didn't know any better is just give them the Fizzies, give them a tablet of Fizzies.
Yeah.
And they would foam at the mouth.
Oh, you wouldn't put it in the water?
No.
Just put them in their mouth?
Yeah.
So they look like a rabid dog.
Yes.
Oh, what a sick person you were.
Yeah.
Let's bring the neighbor kid over and give him a Fizzy. I love it. But, you know, part of the advertisement about Fizzies was they'd always say, get your neighbors together and have a Fizzy party. That sticks in my mind. And I'll never forget, every time I'd get a Fizzy, and it was like a chocolate Fizzy or something, it was like, this tastes terrible.
Yeah.
They really didn't taste it.
That
it was
well.
Just great marketing. How about Red Hots? Oh. Those were the cinnamon flavored. They were like the little size of a pea. So you put them in your mouth and it would burn a little.
Oh,
no
yeah.
doubt about it. How about Lemon Heads?
Lemon Heads.
Starburst. Loads of flavor. I like the cherry ones that had lemon, apple, orange, and many others. And then there was this thing called Astro Pops.
Oh, yeah. Out of this world.
Yeah. They were suckers that resembled a space rocket. We all loved them back in that day.
That's right. Oh, kids still love these. Now and Laters. They last a long time. Introduced in 1962. The candy you would eat now and it would last so long and you'd wrap it up and you'd eat it later. Come in banana,
oh,
apple,
yeah, right.
Cherry, grape. Yep. It was good. That was good. You'd like this one, the 100 Grand Candy Bar. Still popular today,
right.
The dark chocolate and a crunchy taste.
Yep.
Oh, Pop-Tarts. Those were so good for you.
Probably, especially the sugar coating on the outside.
Raspberry, yep. Strawberry, apple, cinnamon, cherry, and of course, the frosting
yep.
on the top.
Yep.
Kaboom, a cereal by General Mills. With toasted oat cereal with marshmallows. Apple Jacks, remember those? Those
yep,
are still around.
That was
today.
Good.
And one of my favorites, 7-Up candy bars. You would eat it, not drink it.
Right.
Bit of Honey candy bars, Payday candy bars, still around all this stuff. Peanuts and caramel.
I don't know why I'm getting hungry all of a sudden.
Me too.
Here's one, the Jujubes. Those were the ones that were sticky. And they always stuck to your teeth, and they were really tough to get out. Again, my dentist loved it.
I couldn't eat those, really. They were good, but boy, they would stick.
Okay, and then how about these, the little plastic bottles that we would get that were full of little...
Some of my favorites.
Yeah. It was called Nick L. Nip, and I don't know what that meant or why they had it like that, but remember, they were just miniature, small plastic bottles. And you could eat the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
They're filled with liquid, so you'd bite the bottle top off, drink the liquid, and then eat the rest of the bottle. Not the best tasting or filling, but certainly fun to have.
Did you ever eat the plastic?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Well, look at me. Yeah. Don't I look like I eat plastic? Yeah.
Here's one. Dots. Those are my yep. favorites. Similar to Dots were the Black Crows, same texture, but licorice in the middle. Oh, you'd love this one. Jaw Busters.
Oh, yeah.
Round and could easily get caught in your throat. Remember, yep. Mom would say, don't get that thing out of your mouth.
Right.
And they'd watch you. Cotton Candy. Oh, that was sticky stuff. It got to be really big in the 60s, great with the family. And candy poly necklaces. Remember those? You put those around your neck.
I have a story about that. I did like them. So you could eat your necklace while it was still on your neck. I fell asleep one night with that on, and I woke up the next morning. I had a ring around my neck, and it melted onto the pillow and onto the bed sheet. I'll never forget how unhappy my mother was with me for doing that. So I do remember the candy poly necklaces.
Oh, wow. And how about gobstoppers?
Yep.
Introduced in 1963, a round sugar ball at the end of a long stick.
Yep. This was a weird one. I do remember these. The wax lips.
Ah.
So they were introduced in our decade of the 60s. They look beautiful, and then you'd eat them. Why, I don't know, but... We did that.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's favorite, the sugar daddy. Oh, with chocolate perfect. On the outside, chewy on the inside.
Hmm.
How about this hard candy, especially during the Christmas season? There was all kinds. It was called, some of it was ribbon candy, and my folks would always get that. And it came in a metal container, so our parents.
And the dads love those. I don't know what about it was. The dads loved them.
Right, right. Well, I think our dad had harder teeth than we did.
Yeah.
Good old popsicles, oh. Right? That was became popular in the 60s. It was the frozen drink on a stick, still around.
Oh, still here.
Okay, how about Pop Rocks?
Pop. The
small pieces of candy, and you put them in your mouth. If you dare, they had pop, 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 so they explode in your mouth.
Yeah, you could do that with a little youngster.
Sure. Well, I bet you did. I'd pull that kid in, give him a fizzy and a Pop Rock. Boy, you were quite the neighbor, Tom.
Yeah.
Who could ever forget Laffy Taffy?
Laffy Taffy.
Or another bottommost Turkish taffy. It was really chewy, and if many would like, you could either get it cold and crack it on the cement.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Into little pieces, and then take your time eating it.
Last a long time.
Or you could eat it warm. And you could stretch out the taffy, so
like
multi-purpose,
like Armstrong, Jack Armstrong.
Yeah, Jack. There
something
you go.
Something like that.
Yeah.
All back. Oh, how about introduced in the '60s? Well, the double bubble gum.
Loved it.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Oh, we have listeners that talk about double bubble gum and reading the comics and all that stuff, and blow huge bubbles and get popped in the face when your friends looked at you and popped you. Oh, here's one. Candy cigarettes. It's a no-no today.
Yeah, unbelievable.
But the popular smoking back then. And it was, but yeah, I got a kick out of it with my grandkids. And I had never seen them, you know, with the candy cigarettes. And one time they had it. And here they were sitting there trying to look like they were big shots.
Oh, you're kidding.
Smoking candy cigarettes.
Wow, I didn't think they even had them anymore.
Yeah. Oh, and when you had babies back then, or back in the 60s, the bubble gum cigars. Remember those?
Oh, yeah. God.
And that stuff was really good. I really liked that bubble gum.
Well, instead of giving cigars out, if you were a proud father and you didn't want to give out cigars, you'd give out the bubble gum cigars.
Pink for the girls,
right.
Blue for the boys.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, how about Skittles? Skittles was introduced in the decade of the 60s. Chewy little pieces of candy that were very flavorful, handed out as popular handy Halloween treats.
Today. Yeah, sure.
They were big.
Okay, how about this one? It still is a big trend. It's the Pez candy and the dispensers. And they were a 60s treasure with a refillable dispenser. And you had all kinds of characters put into the looks of the dispenser, and people are collecting them like crazy right now. They're worth a lot of money from back in our day, believe it or not.
Yep, they are.
One of my favorites, Good and Plenty. Mm. That was a candy-coated licorice in a box. It was really good. How about Twizzlers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the ropes, pieces of rope.
Right, yeah, licorice and cherry. The longer the better, and they had all sorts of sizes. It was another bargain to look for. How about these? Still famous.
Oh, one of my
popular
favorites.
Absolutely. Marshmallow Easter chocolate Easter bunny. So, boy, talk about getting sick quick. That's the best way you could do it.
Oh, they're so
you don't
good.
See a lot of the chocolate marshmallow Easter bunnies, but they're out there. Mm-hmm. How about this one? Everybody remembers it was introduced in 49, the Jolly Ranchers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was another candy that you don't want to choke on. You got to be careful how many you put in your mouth. So,
we still have some of these. Matter of fact, I've got them in a thing we call Tom's Treats.
Oh boy,
grandkids love them.
Oh,
saltwater taffy, the popular candy. Dads love that. This chewy candy is filled with so many flavors. Licorice is one of my favorite. They look good. Oh, how about Milk Duds? You
love
like
it.
Those?
Yeah, love Milk Duds.
Chewy, chocolatey taste in your mouth, and those are ones that stick to your teeth too. Mm. Popular in the 60s. And here's one you may not remember the name, but you'll certainly remember the candy. Nico Wafers.
I don't recognize the name, no.
It was a wafer that was a big treat for the money. You could get a lot of them. You could get like 20 of them in a roll for like a quarter, and it was a big treat back then. Oh, Swedish Fish.
Yep.
Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They were a famous thing in the 60s. Tangy, really tangy things.
Yep.
And at the beginning of Razzle's Candy Retro, it made its debut, providing hard candy outside of a surprise bubblegum treat on the inside. Remember that?
Oh, sure. They could last all day, right? Hey, don't forget, in 63, we had a tangy treat called Sweet Tarts.
Mm-mm-mm.
Need we say any more?
No.
Sweet Tarts. One of our favorite 60s icon, gold-lined gum. I don't know if everybody remembers this.
It was I remember a little package, right?
Yeah, it was a small sack, gunny-type sack, with a drawstring filled with gold nuggets.
Oh, gold.
Bubblegum, little small bubblegum nuggets. And they were actually, like I say, the bubblegums.
That was another good marketing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. How about Chuckles? That was another candy.
So I thought that was you.
Right. Chuckles the clown. That's me. A variety of chewy, sugar-flavored candy, and I liked it because it was a lot like licorice.
Excellent.
In the 60s, an additional candy bar that came out, and I don't think it lasted very long. It was called the Zero Bar.
Hmm.
It was like the Three Musketeers, but it was turned inside out. So white on the outside, chocolate on the inside.
Wow.
And here's one of my all-time favorites.
Me too.
Salted Nut Roll and Nut Goody were a 60s favorite with the chocolate and caramel. It's still popular today. And good old Pearson's made a lot of money in a lot of salted nut rolls and nut goodies.
And some people
products.
Have the recipe to that. They'll make it for holidays and stuff on both.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
So good. You know, the decade of the 60s bought Zots, the sour candy that you put in your mouth and you'd get something like a sour freeze. You ever get a sour freeze?
Oh, yeah, right.
On
I know what you mean.
How about the original Boston baked beans?
Love them.
Not from the harbor.
Nope.
Or the can, but in a box.
Yeah.
Candy-coated peanuts. Oh, those are so good. The Spanish peanuts with a hard shell, candy-coated. You can still find them today. So good. A guaranteed sugar rush is the Pixie Sticks sweet powdered
candy. Yes, I remember that. Yes, I remember it. Yep.
6 inches of pure sugar on a stick. Great. Maui Punch. We had cherry and orange.
Yep.
How about the Cadbury creamed eggs?
Yeah.
The Cadbury bunny. Remember that? It's still going on today.
Oh, yeah.
Easter wouldn't be out without it today. Gum in the 60s included the tea berry gum. Chiclets. Remember that?
Yeah, I had Chiclets.
One of my very favorite, I still do it today, is Juicy Fruit gum. Oh, that's so good. Clark's gum, my real favorite, is Black Jack licorice flavored gum. You don't see that much today.
No, you don't.
How about the Fruit Stripe? Remember the Fruit Stripe zebra?
Oh, absolutely.
Promoting the gum? That was so good.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm so hungry for candy.
Oh, me too.
I'm just about to wrap this thing up. We've really satisfied Sweet Tooth and hopefully in all of you and us. And we do realize the 60s really presented a variety of treats that roll on even today. And especially, you know, a lot of them we talked about were popular in the theater and they're still in the theater for candy. So Just a reminder that if you have any fun things to share about great times in the 60s, let us know. We love your ideas and memories. And we're going to continue to do this as long as we can come up with all sorts of ideas. Send your memories to us at livinginthe60s@myyahoo.com. Again, livinginthe60s@myyahoo.com. We'd like to share your thoughts with all the other listeners.
So, and we're having so much fun doing this.
Oh, that, yeah.
We love it.
Well, again, until then, with all this candy and my system and hopefully your system, Tom. And
we're all sugared up.
I hope everybody's amped up. We'll see you next time.